You won't believe a bird brought a couple to Baba. You won't believe that, no?
Why not? Anything is possible with Baba. Yeah,
the right approach there.
It is possible. All have heard about the stories about the bird that has brought. No. Come on now.
He thought you were joking. Tell us the story.
You haven't heard us.
No.
But you all have been coming for years together. How many 60 years? Yeah, I've seen you.
No, we have not heard.
You have heard it, no?
No, I haven't. I'm not 60 yet.
You're not 60 yet. What had happened was that a certain young couple had come over here, American. And as usual, I used to take them around formally when I was younger and show them every little thing. Now it's the duty of others who do that. So in the course of my conversation, I asked them, I says, well, what brought you over here? He says, a bird. What? I thought that there is some surname by name Bird or somebody like that, a second name or something. What do you? Who told you that? So it's a bird, you know, bird. Oh, is that creature bird? So, yeah. How come that you came? So then they tell us the story here. I said, all right, wait, let's go to the Mandli Hall and tell the stories to others. We'll be interested to know. So that's how they came and told us the story. Young man, he was fond of pets. Pets, rabbits, dogs, this, that, and all that, little monkeys and all that. So well, he fell in love with a young woman. And when naturally he married her, she married him or he married her, I don't know. I can't tell anything about America, you see. not crazy, but... So what had happened is...
We can't tell either.
Pardon?
We can't tell either, Eric.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I, of course. So what happened is that they got married. When she got married and started living in the house, there were pets around there. So this is how he would talk about his pets, and my pet is this, and oh, I've forgotten to give Lucy this morning breakfast and this. And that. And she, naturally, due deference to our women folk here, she felt jealous, you see, about why can't I have my own pet also? So she insisted on having her pet too in the house, her selection. I said, okay, I don't mind, I love pets. Would you like to have another pet? Yeah, I would like to have my own pet. Okay, come on, let's go to the pet shop. You know, they have their shops there. So they go, and well, she goes around and this and that, and selects this sort of little creature. And says, no, this, the man says, no, we have got one like that, and it's not good proper for us to have this. Then she selects this, and he says that, no, have this. No, I don't like this look of it. It went on and on for nearly an hour or so. And the shopkeeper is there. Of course, the customers are there. He cannot stop them. And all that. There are other customers are there. They're going round, and they can't make up their mind. And they don't know they've gone round and all that. All of a sudden, from the roof, the ceiling, they hear the voice, Avtar Mer Baba, by a bird saying out. So they looked up and said, the bird speaks. This is the first time we have heard the bird say anything. It's somebody, we bought this bird and somebody brought it, but I heard it for the first time. The storekeeper says, we'd like to have that pet. The girl says that. Yeah, you can have it. So they bought it with the cage, took it in the house. And there, whenever anybody would come in, the bird would always chirp out, Avtar Mer Baba. And the guest would say, what does it say? Whose name? Does it speak? So we haven't heard the bird say anything except Avtar Mer Baba. Who is he? And it went on and on. It was very embarrassing. The owners don't know what the bird is chirping. So they tried to find out, who is this? Is there any entity by name of Tamerba? What is it and all that? So at last they come in contact with some in library or somewhere, I forget now. They read the literature and all that, and they are surprised to see who Avatar Mer Baba is. And they had the great yearning and longing to come and be here at the tomb of Mer Baba. So they came.
Did they ever find out how this bird said it?
Nobody knows that.
Nobody knows
nobody
that.
Knows that. Yeah. Even the shopkeeper didn't know that.
That would be a good way to spread his message, though, don't you?
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Train a bunch of birds?
Yeah. You just a minute. Just a minute. That's right. But there is a little sequel to it. So at that time, I think Bob Brown was here. You know Bob Brown? Yeah. So he heard the story. And after they left, you see, Bob Brown was sitting with me. I said, yeah, it's a good idea if we can have these birds, you see, and we teach them. And then we go, allow them to be sold in pet shops and all that. Well, Baba's name will spread out a lot. That's what he said. Yeah, Bob said. Bob always has such ideas. You know. He's coming recently now. So that's how it was. It was. The thoughts did come to Bob. It's a good idea of how to spread Baba's name, you see. The message could be spread by the tongue, but name could be spread out by the birds.
But no one has done it yet.
No, nobody has. You're getting an idea?
Who can speak to birds?